Bob, now that you've dipped your toes into the glorious waters of the Pacific Northwest,
are you an
East Coast or West Coast person now? What do you
think? I'm an East Coast person desiring to be in Seattle or Portland.
Yeah. Two great, great cities. We just had so much fun there with the live listening party. We're back from our 2012
the
world tour.
That's right. That's
world tool, dude. World tools.
Well,
we are the world tools.
The KEXP folks, what a great station. If I had another life, you only get one.
This is the one.
But they'd be a good one to be hanging out with.
Yeah. So if you've never been to one of our listening parties, we've done about a half a dozen of these now. So we all get together and listen to music. We do it in a club where there's seating. All the people out in the audience have cards numbered 1 through 10. They hold up those numbers. And we had Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein were our panelists on stage in Portland. And, you know, sometimes things got a little heated.
We played this grime song that Fred had picked. And Fred's so enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, he loves it.
And some of the numbers that went up were, you know, Fred. There was a 10 and a 9 for sure, but there were some 4s and 2s and stuff.
And 1s and 2s, yeah. And we're about to hear as we were going to hear from a guy who'd held up a number 2 when he rated the song, and this is Fred reacting to it.
Don't go to 2. That guy.
Fred,
can I do the 2 for? I'll do it for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, hi. I'm a. I'm kind of an idiot, man. I like my music a little, and I don't like to.
All right, no. I want to hear it.
Would you take care of Fred now?
I'm willing. No, go ahead, too.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Hey, buddy.
Let the 2 speak.
I didn't mean any harm.
But if you do sound like that.
Do you know what? You know what he said to me? A little more love, and I agree with him. I didn't mean anything personal.
No, I completely understand. No, I actually did not like that very much. I thought it was very, very bass. Yeah.
There was the moment.
Fred
didn't know who this guy was up on the balcony, and he made an imitation that was, you know, an exaggeration of a character.
Yeah.
And then the guy sounded just like that.
Kind of nailed it.
It was a little painful. I did find out, because I spoke to him after the show.
The guy who held up the number two.
Yeah, and the guy who Fred did the pre-imitation of.
Right.
Because I felt bad. And he was totally a good sport. In fact, he and Fred had a conversation as well.
Oh, good.
So I was glad about that. Anyway, it was a fun, fun night. I heard lots of music I hadn't heard before. One of them was back in Seattle with an artist called Macklemore. They got almost all 10s, and I'd never heard this at all. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, I don't know how I've missed this piece
of
music.
I have to admit, I hadn't heard it either, and I was choking back tears. I had a hard time going to talk with people in the audience about it.
Let's go and listen to this. It's called Same Love.
When I was in the 3rd grade, I thought that I was gay, 'cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. And God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying.
A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
I can't change.
Yeah, hardly a dry eye in Seattle. Sheesh. When we played that song.
Yeah, that was one of Kevin Cole's and picks, and he had a hard time even talking about it. Got pretty emotional. I talk all the time about how I'm not much of a lyrics person, but there's no way to come at that song in any other way other than to come to the lyrics first. Just beautiful.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Song's called Same Love. And yeah, I mean, there's controversy about the song, not only because it's for some. The controversy of gay marriage, and there's soon to be a referendum in Seattle about the gay marriage law there. So that there's that controversy, but even more so, here's a person who's not gay speaking about gay issues. And I think for some there's a twist and a turn to that as well, and it's resonating so well. And maybe it sometimes it takes some person outside of a community, a tightly knit community, to get a message out to a bigger group. Anyway, he sure has succeeded, I think, in singing that song.
It really is just beautiful.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, the singer is Mary Lambert.
Yeah, right? Mary Lambert. They're both Seattle artists. Well, you know, that same night in Seattle, another song that we played is one I want to play right now by Cat Power. And as you mentioned earlier, we play this stuff blindly so people don't know what it is they're hearing. A lot of people could identify it right away as Cat Power. A lot of people didn't get it. And it's partly because Sean Marshall, who is Cat Power, has taken a completely new direction with her latest record. It's called Sun. You know, she did a bunch of songs. She played them for a friend on guitar. The friend said, that just sounds like everything Cat Power's ever done. So she scrapped everything, started all over, and she's got this amazing, bold, beautiful, really triumphant record called Sun. And I want to play the title cut from that record. This is Cat Power.
Thank you. answer to every question. It's not that I never wanted, I just never knew. If you can, if you could lend your hand.
You don't think of a Cat Power record as having teeth, but this record has teeth, and such a bold new step for her. I love it. I think it's the best record she's ever made, and you know, there were mixed reviews in the audience. People who love her older, quieter, sadder stuff wanted to hear more of that, and then people who are just thrilled and excited to hear such a great new sound from her. You can hear the whole record online in our First Listen series. Cat Power, the record's called Sun.
So in our First Listen series right now, we have we have Swans, Deerhoof, Cat Power, and Animal Collective. We have four different sort of animal things, right? Swans,
I haven't even thought
Deerhoof,
of that.
Cat Power, Animal Collective.
Animal Collective. Well, the Animal Collective is all the other animals.
That's
leading
right,
up to the last one, Animal Collective.
Let's play something off the Animal Collective record. It's called Centipede Hertz, HZ, Centipede.
As in megahertz.
Like, yeah, right. I've listened to this record only three or four times, I think, and I still can't get a handle on it other than there are a couple of songs that jump out and hit me right away. They're often the songs I like to put on the show because I figure most people are going to listen to the show only once. So the opening cut is that cut for me right off the bat that I like a lot. This song's called Moon Jock. It's from the record Centipede Hertz, Animal Collective.
This is the new. 9876543211.
In a covered wagon, half a
Animal Collective. It's their ninth record. Wow. Centipede Hurts.
Yeah, Moonjock. I love the name of that cut too.
Yeah, I do.
Well, that band, they constantly surprise me, consistently surprise me, and it's consistently rewarding too. I just love how they're always stretching themselves. And I've got the perfect thing to play out of Animal Collective. It's Buke and Gace.
Oh, I'm so glad you're doing this.
This is a Brooklyn duo I discovered actually through you. You brought them to the show. And Buke and Gace, I don't even know what to call their music. Do you? I mean, it's just incredible sound. It's pretty crazy. It's very adventurous, unpredictable, driving. They play these odd homemade instruments that they've come up with, like the six-string baritone ukulele, which is the buke in Buke and Gace, and then this guitar-bass hybrid that I believe is made out of metal from an old Volvo 1960s car, which is a guitar-bass hybrid.
And, you know, they changed the spelling of their name. They got so sick of people calling them Buke and Gas.
Yeah, it was G-A-S-S, and I guess
like
if you...
bass is B-A-S-S.
I totally got it, but... Yeah. So, well, they've got a new EP coming out called Function Falls, and I want to play a cut called Fuss Rate, but actually it's F-U-S-S Rate. And then I thought, well, maybe it's Fuse Rate.
I'm sure they did that intentionally. By the way, the Gase is now G-A-S-E, but let's hear the song.
Yeah, this is a cut called Fuss Rate. In case it's Aaron Dyer and Aaron Sanchez. Love their sound.
Yeah, this is an EP, right?
Yeah, this is an EP. It's called Function Falls. It's out September 11th. We've got a great Tiny Desk performance of theirs online.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, that they did when they put out their last record in 2010.
Speaking of Portland, my next band's going to be a Portland band. But before we go to Menomino, who have a new record out, we try to, like, peer around the set of Portlandia, because
right.
Why not,
yeah.
Right? You know, we know some people, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, so. we're pretty plugged in, and so. I think that was illustrated perfectly when we went to have lunch with Carrie and Fred and got to meet Chloe Sevigny, who is the newest cast member on the show for the third season.
And you might want to tell people more about her, because I had no idea who she was.
Of course, I'm just such a huge fan of hers, and it was so nice to sit and chat with her. And she got up, and I at some point, and I looked at you, and I said, "You have no idea who she is, do you?"
Not a clue.
And then I started listening. Boys Don't Cry, Brown Bunny, Kids,
and then I said
Big
to her,
Love.
I said, "So how do you all know each other? How do you know Fred and Carrie?" And she said to me, "I'm an actress."
Well, bless your heart, Bob. Yeah, well, it was a fun moment, and it was fun to get to see them do some of the work on the set, too.
Yeah, totally.
But more importantly, the music that Carrie brought to the listening party.
Carrie played a record off of Moms, the new Menomino record, which is the first one without their... One of the members of the band went on to form Ramona Falls, Brent Knopf, and this record, Moms, that comes out in a few weeks. Is without him. She played one song at the party, but that doesn't matter. I'm going to play this song called Capsule that I like a lot from Menomino.
that beat. That is a fantastic beat.
Almost Led Zeppelin-esque.
Yeah, it has a great drive to it. And the guitar sound, too, at the top was just killer.
The record's called Moms. Comes out September 18th from Menomina.
Menomina.
Can I just read this quote? It's a great quote. This is this has to do with the departing of Brent Knopf leaving the band. One of the members of Menomina made a comment after Knopf was leaving as the fact that we're going to continue. It says, the quote that wound up in a blog says, "We lost a major creative force in Brent, but thankfully Brent's not Kurt Cobain. We're not Nirvana. Brent's more like Peter Gabriel, and we're more like Genesis, and everyone knows how much better Genesis got after that talentless hack Gabriel quit." And then it says, "Wait a minute."
Listen, I'm sure they've remained good friends.
Yes. I love that.
Are we out of time, Bob? Should I take us out on
something? No, take us out on something good.
Okay, I'll take us out on Matthew E. White. Do you know this guy? He leads that jazz group Fight the Big Bull. I mean, I don't even know if you call them jazz. What is that? I mean, it's more of a like free jazz and rock with a lot of improvising in there.
I think it's about the composition. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, he's a great arranger. Matthew White is an arranger and composer. He started his own label called Space Bomb, and he's got a house band for that label, also called Space Bomb, and they're based out of Richmond, Virginia. They've just released their debut record. It's called Big Inner. A lot of interesting sounds in here, particularly soul and funk and gospel. This record's been compared a lot to Randy Newman's.
I was going to say, when I heard this record, Randy Newman totally came to mind. That Americana, that orchestration.
Yeah, it's particularly in the
string. Not in the voice, though.
Yeah, not at all in the voice, but particularly in the instrumentation, some of the string arrangements and melodies, and some of the themes as well. That said, I'm going to play the one cut on the record that actually has some real drive to it. It's called Big Love. And Matthew White, you know, this is the first time he's really sort of stepping out in front of the group. He's not the greatest singer in the world, but I really love what he's doing on this album with the sounds and the intonation and the arrangements. It's just a really intriguing record. Big Love from Big Inner, Matthew E. White.
Well, thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm going to hit the music.
Been a sweet ride.
A sweet ride indeed. Oh, wait a minute. That's not the record you wanted, is it?
I think we've had a very serious misunderstanding here.
We at the end of the end of the Portland party, Carrie Brownstein had picked this song, "Misunderstanding" by Genesis. Speaking of Genesis, and everybody was waving cards, and we all sort of,
there's some tens on this. There's a lot of ones out there, and people were still waving them to the beat. Yeah. Everyone's swaying together to the music.
But that's not what you wanted to
play. Fine song. This is Matthew E. White, "Big Love, Beginner."
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
And I'm Robin Hilton.
Uh-huh.